and the Ramban, classically the Balamor and the Melchomis are the hardest Yerushalayim to learn. So if one is able to learn a Melchomis and a Balamor, so that means one is able to master almost any Rishon. On this sugya, there are four entries in the Berach HaShmuel. In the Lomdusha world, the Berach HaShmuel is the most complex of the Chachmei Brisk. So we'll try to... But in this sugya, you have to be very, very clear, even in the Berach HaShmuel. What I mean is that the Reb Shmuel... Baruch Ber Leibowitz, the author of the Berach HaShmuel, so we do have the Berach HaShmuel itself is a hard sefer to read, and very often, I'm not sure if nowadays it's read, certainly 20 years ago that was often the avoda in a yeshivish place to learn a Berach HaShmuel. In the meantime, we have many of his talmidim have notes that they published, so we have a little bit easier job sometimes. It'll be here. The Berach HaShmuel itself is fairly clear. So let's identify the machlekes between the Melchomis and the Mor. And the Baal HaMor. So it'll be easier if we look at the Ramban in his Chidushim to the Masechta, because we'll know exactly where the Ramban's going. And then it'll be easier for us to contrast the Ramban with the Baal HaMor. And the Ramban is the Dalman base. Pirush Rashi. Shegodar beinoy bein chaveri u'mamokim shenogu shaloy ligdem abika. So the sugi of a makif is a mokim shenogu shaloy ligdar. It's already against the Baal HaMor, but it's beinoy bein chaver like the Baal HaMor. Ve'ein za peirish nochin. And Rashi is incorrect. Shem kein heichi amrinon shmamina zenene vezele chosim. And that's the thrust of the questions that the Ramban posed against the Baal HaMor. The thrust of the questions are, how does he reconcile our sugya with the sugya of Zen Nen and Vizel Echoser? And Yois, the Gemara of Bava Kama clearly identifies the two. The Gemara says, Bava Kama says that our sugya should prove to us that Zen Nen and Vizel Echoser is Chayiv, because there's Potter, because the first three walls. The Gemara says that Nen of the Chosar is Chayiv because once he puts up the fourth wall, then it's Chayiv. So Hare Ze Loi Godar Ela Bishvilo. So if we learn this sugya the way that the Baal HaMor, the way that Rashi says it, so the wall that we put up between the Makif and the Nikif is entirely for the Nikif. So how could we say that it's Zenene Vizele Choser? How could this be a Raya? A Raya for Zenene Vizele Choser means that you move into my house and I lose nothing. Right? If you move into my house and therefore I cannot rent out my house, it's a bed and breakfast. And you move into the bed and breakfast, so now I can't rent it out. So then, that's a zenen of a zechoser. So of course I'm going to be machayv. So over here, I build a wall entirely for you. So of course, it should be evaluated as that I'm choser something. I would not be building a wall if not for you. That's even more than choser. Choser, classic choser, is that you're in my bedroom. You're in my rental. That's more than that. I'm building a wall for you. So how could you use this sugya to discuss Zenen the Vezele Choser? V'yesh loymar. So now the Ramban defends Rashi. Mishum shekeivan shehoya makif nizoik. V'kodam v'silek nizkoi poter Allah. Because the makif was being damaged. And by putting up the wall, he removes the damage against him. I'm putting up the wall because you're there. So on one end, I'm terribly chaser because of you. Says the Rambam, what's the motivation for putting up the wall? Because I'm hurting, because my privacy is being compromised. Then this one line, Makif Nizok, and the line in the Melchomis that says, when it comes to Hezek Riyah, Shu Mechasray Umazikoy. So this is a defining line of the Rishonim when it comes to Hezek Riyah. We discussed Hezek Riyah until now. The Rosh discussed it as a Chayvas Moment, as a Schus. But we didn't have a text that said that Hezek Riyah is Mamisha Hezek. Hezek Riyah is my Hezek. The Rosh says it's a Chayvas Moment. I have a right. That Hezek Riyah represents it's also for you to look at my property. But that it should really be considered, we discuss Hezek Riyah as limiting the ashtamshus of my property. But the Ramban in the Muhammad says, Hezek Riyash Mehezek means that you're being mazik me. Here he says it not as sharply as he says it in the Muhammad. So very often when Rosh Hashivas gives Shurim on Hezek Riyah at the very beginning, so they start often with this Muhammad. But I always like to see it in context, to see where it's coming from. So, this will help us organize the Rishonim and Hezek Riyah, as we'll see, as the Birkas Shmuel does over here. So the whereas the mainstream Rishonim view this as a sugi of Zenen of Zechoser and Yori L'Sech Seder Chaveroi, and the Balamor sees it as a sugi what are my obligations if I don't pre-negotiate something that we are obligated to do together? So the Birkas Shmuel will point out, as other Rechreinim, that this becomes a defining sugya in the first sugya of the Masechta. How do you define Hezek Riyah? So go step by step. But this line, Kevan Shayamakiv Nizoik Vekodam Vesilek Nizkai. Why is it in the category of Zenen of Zechoser? Because I, the one who you're looking at and saying, this guy is Choser, I'm doing it because I have to protect myself. I'm doing it because I have to get rid of my Hezek. So since I'm serving myself in doing so, so I look at you and you say, I'm not causing him Chisar. If I was living in his bedroom and he could not rent out his bed and breakfast, Choser. But over here, when he puts up the wall, it's true he's putting up the wall and takes care of my obligation to put the wall up. But he's putting up the wall because he has to protect himself. So now it becomes something he's doing for himself. So it's vayter alechosin, not because of me. Va'od, shemokim sheleinogu ligdaru, v'leimik rechoser, kem lechoshulu hezek. And then he says that we should further argue that, again, questioning Rashi's understanding of the sugya, how should this be? If we look at Rashi's pshat as is the wall in between the makif and the nikif, so question number one is why is that considered to be zenen of the choser? I'm building it for you. You'll tell me no. It is considered to be lechoser because I'm doing it for myself. Because it's the place of Leinogu, it's second defense of Rashi. And if you're looking at Hezek Riyah, then the Nikif is not obligated to put up a wall. So from the vantage point of the Nikif, it's Zenene v'zeh Leichoser. V'ein chiyuvoi elishunene v'genem v'shem Hezek shein v'regel. The hanov here is that we're putting up this small fence, and that will stop animals from coming, as it seems from the sugi of Runya. Shayyaporat Sushusarabim, the Ein Allah Chosir Manosai, and the Nikif right? The nikif is, no, the makif is not choser due to the hanah of the nikif. Classic case is you're getting hanah from sleeping in my bedroom. I'm losing because I can't rent out that bedroom. That's a classic case of zeh nenev v'zeh loy choser, right? If I that's zeh nenev zeh choser, right? But let's say it's a case where it's already after 11 o'clock, no one's coming in anymore, so zeh nenev zeh loy choser. But you're getting hanah, the classic case of moving down to the better seats in the stadium. So you're sitting in the seats that I could have rented out. Now I can't rent out anymore, so zeh nenev zeh choser. But the hanah is coming from the place of the choser. Over here, he's saying that by building the wall, the hanah that I'm giving you isn't coming from my chisaron. Ein halach choser b'hanaasei. The ilum mishum hanah is hezek riya shenizik in a chayv klum. Hezek riya is not a player. We're paskening that it's a mokum she loinog. The mokum she loinog ligdaru. Voichalam mazik. And furthermore, if there would be a hezek riya, then it'd be obligatory on the nikif to put up the wall. Elohok kasha. So all these is. So this set of kashas, the Ramban, I can defend Rashi. If the set of kashas that you're going to ask me, that it's not a classic case of zenene v'zelei choser, because he's obligated to put it up, because there's a hezek over here, I could answer all those kashas. And I could tell you that over here we're not talking about a 4-amu wall, we're talking about a 10-tefach wall to keep animals out. Okay, so that we can work with that. Eloho kasha, the amrinon, hosam, at kogaramtali, akefa yasera. My akefa yasera garamloi. If you shum nisha hezek yosai, who goi there, amelim memrat to garamtali. He says, you caused me an extension, a longer wall. Doesn't work. You caused me a wall altogether. Not a hekefa yaseira. That's a kasha that I can't work through. That's a kasha that blows Rashi away. V'ikar ha-peirush al-geder achitzoina. And therefore, hekefa yaseira means it's the wall around both of us. Shebein ha-makif u-reshus ha-rabim. Hadvar mamurim. V'loi mishem ezek riya, shein b'regel. We say by Runya. He says, furthermore, my next ha'ora is, not against Rashi, but my next ha'ora is that this has to be a place shaloi nogu ligdor kav hezekriya. Because if it's a mokum shenogu ligdor, so then I'm going to end up putting my wall around anyways. So how can I lama machay mezer lamocher zeret ligdor binogu nechitzayin? Vakorcha yigdarimai benimtzu sheinai nene begene rachitzayin. So if you have to do it, call me for it. Mokum shenogu ligdor bevika. If it's a mokum shenogu ligdor, and I'm talking about the wall that I'm putting around me, and I happen to have a larger circumference, a larger perimeter, because you're in the middle, he says, well, I'm putting up that wall anyways. It's a mokum shenogu ligdor. So I'm warned with hezekriya anyways. So I'm putting up the fence all around my property anyways. So then I have to do. So the mele, when I put up that fence, you are taken care of. And the middle guy gets no hanah from the outer wall because he still borders on the makif, and he had no interest in putting up a wall around the makif. So therefore, we have to say, in order for this sugya to make sense in Bava Kama, we have to say to mokum shaloi nogu ligdor. And the emphasis is that that's not really, it's it's not a surprise, the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor said, my understanding of this sugya does not work with Bava Kama. The Baal HaMor said, it's a sugya's chalukos. There are two different ways of understanding the Mishnah. The sugya in Bava Basra understands the Mishnah in one way, and the sugya in Bava Kama understands the Mishnah a different way. So this is a technical nakuda between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor. Do we have to say that the interpretation of the sugya of the Mishnah in Bava Basra is the same as the interpretation of the sugya of the Mishnah in Bava Kama? The Baal HaMor says no, so therefore most of these kashas don't bother him. Most of the kashas, the Ramban, all come from that the best pirush of a sugya is when the Shas explains a sugya. So the Shas explained to us a sugya Bava Kama, that's the best pshat. And the Baal HaMor thought that it was too hard to put the two sugyas together. So it's not really a kasha from one to the other. They've two different approaches as to how limited you are by another sugya. And that's why the end of the Baal HaMor takes us way out of our sugyas, because the end of Baal HaMor just wants to prove to us that you do find sugyas chalukais. So he takes us sugya nedarim. Nothing to do with our sugya. The only thing that has to do with our sugya is, don't bother me that the Mishnah is interpreted in an entirely different way. V'adayin yish l'daktik bo, kevin sh'ini yochol l'choyfe l'sayoy imoy, l'gdor oisei agere rechitzoyin, l'oma megagel lov achshav. So now he says, but now, my avakash and my interpretation. What's my interpretation? That once you put up all four walls, so then you can tell the guy in the middle, you got to pay for the wall on the outside. Why is he paying? Why am I asking for the wall on the outside? He says that this is the eyes and the cash and the sugya. That everybody has that forces the Baal HaMor to take it differently. What's the kasha? The kasha is, if I would have gone to the guy, to the Nikif, and said, I'd like to build a wall. Would you join me in building the wall? And he said, would have said, no, we're done. I have no recourse. I'm on my own building the wall. Because why should he help me build a wall around my property? Because I bought properties all around his property. And therefore, he has... So therefore, I have to have a larger wall. What's the mechitese? He says, you want to build a wall so that the neighbors who can't even see my property are not looking at your property? So it'll give me some benefit because the animals won't make it in. You got to build it anyways. When I bought this property, I said, Gevaldig, I don't have to build a fence. I have to worry about animals or robbers because the makif is going to work with the animals and the robbers. That's why this property was cheaper. So the Ramban says that's clear. So now what happens is that the makif doesn't say a word to the nikif. They don't talk. And the makif puts up a wall all the way around. Now the makif goes to the nikif and says, look what I did for you. So Ramban says, so all the Rishonim say, how you talking? What is it? Because I didn't negotiate, I have more rights? For carrots. In an American mind, because I didn't do anything. Because I davke didn't do a contract. I didn't even think of talking about a contract. So now I have more zechuyas. Now you can come to court. It makes no sense. That's the kasha. Kasha. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I got the pshat. What's my pshat? Sharei ze doime bemiksas. Doime bemiksas. Right? If a person knocks on my door and says, I want to shovel your driveway, it's snowing. And I say, no, thank you, I'm taking care of myself. He's done. He shovels my driveway. I said, what are you talking about? I told you not to shovel it. I said, but I did you a favor. I saved you money, saved you time. A great price. I'll give you a discount. He said, I don't need a discount. I was going to shovel myself. Right? So, but what happens if he doesn't negotiate with me? He shovels my driveway and it's normal to shovel the driveway, and he does a good job, he does a job I would have done, then I'm mechuyev to pay him. So Ramban says, that's not a kasha. There is a model in halacha that you can gain because you didn't negotiate. You didn't give an opportunity to be moicha. So that's not such a big kasha. She'ilu mitchilu balim molech u'michal yodai. Eina b'shai ligabo. The efshe she'ina, I'll take a moment now just to give a heads with it. This is one, I believe, we can look at it more in a deeper way at another time, and I believe this is one of the flashpoints, so to speak, where you see the difference between the hashkafa of the halacha and the hashkafa of the secular world. In the secular world, employee and employer relationships are all contractual. And I hire you, we got a deal. In halacha, the obligations of an employer to an employer are governed by their bonus law. Right? Right. One of the years and years ago, one of the first articles that Rav Shechter published in a free, I'm sure it's in one of the Svarim right now, but he published it then in a in an MTA journal that Schiras Poyalim is a Ben Odom Lakim and Ben Odom Lamakim Din. This the halacha v'yoyim v'titein schari that I have to pay an employee that's been odom lamakim, that I can't let the night go without paying. That's been odom lamakim, not been odom lachamere. He has several rayas. But what we're pointing out now, built on that idea, is, I mentioned in the Beis Medrash, Rav Moshe has a very severe view employer have the ability to let an employee go. Rav Moshe writes, when I hire an employee, he works, he becomes muchzak in the job. I can't just let him go. If he doesn't do a good job, if he does substandard work, if I warn him and I tell him and explain to him, then I let him go. If he's not pulling his weight, if I'm not getting, he's not doing the best for the corporation, I can let him go. But if he's doing what he's supposed to do, he's working well, but I happen to have a nephew that needs a job, the contract is up at the end of the year. It's an American law, the contract's up. What's nothing to talk about? Contract is up. Do we or don't we renegotiate? We're not, because I have a nephew who needs the job. So very much sure it's no. Can't just not laptop in a yeshiva in a school. It's in any business. You can't just let a guy go if he's working well because you have another interest in bring somebody in. No, he has a chazak. It's a fascinating idea. I'm not sure if other posts can accept it to the extent that he sees it. He doesn't see it as an Indian of being a baal midos. He sees it as an Indian chayshin mishpa, being that you muchzik, you have a chazak and a job. So l'chayra, that is part of a broader view of an employer and employee relationship. So it's a bin onam lamokay, it's not a bin onam chaveri. So what we're saying right now is, and similarly, I can, if I do a service for you that poyelim do, so then you become obligated to take care of me. You're a chrayas. Now, if I knock on your door and say, let's negotiate, I took a plan B. But if I don't do plan B, I do plan A, I say, the Rebbeinu Shlomo has halachas over here. I'm working for you. I'm here. I worked. I did my job. So so that's an insight, that once you view employer-employee relationships as being part of an odom lamokim, not an odom lachaveroi, so then that helps understand how a Kadosh Baruch Hu can put a contract in place. But coming back to this nekuda, she'ilu mitchilu boli molech u'michal yodei einer v'shai ligaba ve'efsher she'einer chayav loiklum. Interesting how he says ve'efsher. Elo yitol eitzav avonu v'yishal mkhashkar koi shel zeh. If if a guy builds a wall, and there's a wall that's supposed to be there, but I asked him not to do it. I want to take care of it. I have a guy who's going to do it. And he builds the wall anyways. And he comes to me, and he's excited, and he's proud. I have a gewaldige wall, top wall, which I told him not to build. So what's the halacha? He's efshir, may have to pay him something, but he is chayav to get those stones out of there. And he's chayav to repair the ground if he harmed the ground. V'afilu b'sada osilita. And even if it's a field which is supposed to have a fence. V'ilu omad etzla, v'ilu omad, maybe it means a field that, because it has trees and it's an orchard, it should have a fence also. V'ilu omad mei asmoi v'nota shomen lo v'yodel al yoyna. V'niyochol loymer loy tul eitzech v'avanecho kevin she'asu yalita. And if it's a field that is normally planted, and he did not discuss it with me. He comes in, I'm on vacation, I'm away for the weekend, he brings his tractor in, he starts plowing, he starts seeding and planting, so then I have to pay him. And this is the Gemara in Kuf Aleph and Aleph. So the Ramban says, so you see that there is a model in halacha where if I pre-negotiate, I have greater exposure. If I pre-negotiate, I run the possible benefit of being able to negotiate a higher price than what you have to pay me. So there could be a benefit to negotiating. But I take the risk of him saying, don't want you. If I don't pre-negotiate, then I don't have the exposure of being dismissed, but I don't have the benefit of the other way around. If I don't pre-negotiate, right, I earn myself a position without having to go through any kind of interviews or CVs. I got the job because I did the job, but I run the risk of getting the lowest possible price. So the Ramban says, so that's why in our particular sugya, I understand why there could be a situation where if he asks me in advance, I can say, I don't need a wall. You're going to put a wall up anyways, whether I pay for it or not. So leave me out of this. And then, but if he does not ask me about the wall, and I don't disengage myself, and he puts the wall, it could be chayev. Im toimar v'leimo Limachar ani o ator rotzin ligdor bein tayim ben again rechitin mahano si kolom. He says, well, why don't we have another kasha? How can you be mechayiv me even in my case? Why can't the nikkav say, I have in mind to put a wall between you and me anyways, so your wall doesn't benefit me ki hu zeh mamish nothing? So why can't the nikkav say, why? Well, how can you mechayev me? Shemesh shenino b'mocher chatzis sadeyu u'mekal mokem ager echaris ben echaris. He said because there is a gemara that says that almost all neighbors will always put some kind of demarcation between the two lawns. Something you may not put a dalet amu wall of a tzibika. You may not even put a ten tefach. Something you have, a chritz you're going to have. And he says, you know what? That chritz that will take care of animals. So it won't take care of human ganovim. It'll take care of animal ganovim. He says, Kevin should go to be machut silik me love regular rabbim. V'nene, v'daylo mimenu v'charisin shrit nisul ganov. So the Ramban says, that this would be a candidate for Zenene Vizele Choser. Zenene Chanami. Hilchach, Zeshe Godim Chutz, Potroi Miklum. The Fichach, Megaglin Olov, Esakol Kidaprecious, Ve'ena Yocholoymar, and he writes in Ligdor Beinila Vein Chulamacher. Ve'eni nene b'yedah shelcha, shekeivan shumokoyim shenogu sheloi nogu ligdor, ein daite ligdor l'choisil l'zeu miskavein. So therefore, we tell him, we don't accept your taina. You're not really going to, because the minig is not to build walls over here. So you are being nene. So the Ramban says again, what are the? If you look at the Ramban now, from bird's eye view, the Ramban says that Rashi's pshat of it being the wall in between the makif and the nikif, then he says that he can't accept. That doesn't work. Because it will not, because if it's, and certainly, we'll put it together, if it's a mokim shenogu ligdar, because a mokim shenogu ligdar, that means that we are being makbid on hezekri in this place. So that means when I put up the wall, I am taking care of, I'm taking care of myself, that I shouldn't be nizik. So the Ramban says, so therefore it has to be, even according to Rashi, a mokoim shaloi nogu ligdar. So then you could say, and it could be a small fence, take care of the animals. And you could say it's a zenen of the chaser. However, I can't live with the hekei for yisera. And therefore he dismisses the Rashi and the Balamor's mahalach. Okay? So then the Ramban says, but what is the correct mahalach? That it's a mokoim sheloi nagu ligdar. There's no hezekri over here. It's in order to get rid of, it's to discourage animals and gandavim. And I'm putting up the wall around the entire perimeter of all of us. And because of Mokum Shleinogu Ligdar, you will not have the right to say that you're planning on putting up a wall between us. And therefore, you'll tell me it's Ezenene Vizelei Choser, because I had to put up the wall anyways around me. So I'm not Choser anything. And you still get the benefit of no Ganovim and no animals. So it's a perfect fit. That's pshat. That's pshat in the sugya. He says, but there's one eyes in akasha. It makes no sense that I should gain by not negotiating. So the Melchomis, the Ramban says, takasha, but kacha din, because there is a din of zeyuri l'ser sadechavera. So we were moisif on Thursday, and we said that l'chayra, the Ramban has to understand that yovei l'sechson chaveroi and zenen l'chaser are all coming from the same sugya. Right? Otherwise, the Ramban's answer isn't an answer. The Ramban's kasha is, this does not fit into zenen l'chaser, and his answer is, it's a zeyovei l'sechson chaveroi model. So then we should be able to bomb the Ramban. According to you, it's also not a zen chaser sugya. It's above Mitziyah Kuv Aleph. It doesn't belong above a Kama Dav Chav. Elamai Muchrach, to say that the Ramban holds that zenen the chaser and yoyrin is the same sugya. How can it be the same sugya? The same sugya because the yesoida is, there is such a thing as an implicit contract. If it's daitai, if it's there's a Gemiras Das, and the Ramban in the Melchomis use even a stronger Lashon, Ki'ilu you're a Shliach of him, because we know that's what you want. All right, so that's the Ramban. All right, hold the questions for 2 minutes, because I want to see the smooth transfer over to the Melchomis. So now the Melchomis says, is there also, let's see. Muhammad, the Balamor, and the Kosum Shah. This is a perfect sugya for the purposes of learning a more in a mechamis, because it has the full complement, has the chedusha, has the rif, the balamors. Is basically a criticism on the Rif, and then the Ravid and the Ramban took the Baal HaMor to task. The Baal HaMor was not, I don't think he was 20 when he wrote his Sefer. He was obviously a genius, and on most Mesechtes he calls himself a Hamor HaKotan, not Hamor HaGadol. Here he calls himself Hamor HaGadol. Hamor HaKotan because he came from the town Lanil. And Lanil in French is related to the word lunar. So he came from that town, so he comes with the Mora Kotan. But when it comes to the Bavis, so the Gemara says when you're Mamek in the Bavis, so they forget the exact Lashon. The Gemara says that I forget the exact Lashon. So the because one becomes a greater insight through the Bavis, he comes with, here is the Mora Kotan. So we see how creative the Baal HaMor is. He takes the sugya in an entirely different direction. Right? The direction he takes it is, but you understand where he's coming from now. The omkus of the Baal HaMor is what was the most difficult nekuda for the Rishonim in the sugya. The Ramban.
How could Nabi Amichayev if you're dealing with a Mokhi Shimon Nabi Ligo?
How could what?
How could Hana be the Mechayev to pay if you're dealing with a Mechusel and Nagel Lidgar?
No, so that we could say is the lower fence. Right? That we could say is the Rishonim all Asad Kasha, and the Rishonim said, so we're talking about a fence for Shen and Rega. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Right? But what's the Kasha that...
It can't be saver.
That is the Kasha the Ramban could not get over. Because linguistically it's not good. What's the conceptual question the Ramban had difficulty with? No? What's the eyes and akash of the Ramban that the other Rishonim have over here? So that's right, but what was almost insurmountable? No? What's the most bothersome issue among the Rishonim, almost all the Rishonim ask? How are you talking that?
It's Vane Chosin, if we're dealing with the case.
No.
Vane Chosin.
The walls inside or outside?
No. Ezra?
That the
market,
without negotiation.
How are you talking that if I negotiate, I you can walk away from it, and if we don't negotiate, I can mechayev you. So that's the Ramban says, that's the kasha. All the Rishonim say, how are you talking such a kasha, such a din? So the Ramban says, I'm okay with it, right? Because of the model of Yoreid. But now you understand why the Mor begins at that place. The Baal HaMor's mahalach over here is that's goof in the Nakuda. What's the din when you don't pre-negotiate? And he says that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. The Mishnah is using the situation of a bika, and he says that it has to be a bika which we are noyeg to do no guligdor. And if we would, and here the Baal HaMor says for a carrot from what the other Rishonim say, the fact that I didn't pre-negotiate, I am in a weaker position. Lo Yitzur, I would have pre-negotiated. I would have said, Hezekiah, we have Allah, we got to build a fence. We're in this, we're Shutfim. We got to build wall by wall, you got to pay for it. Baal HaMor says, because I didn't pre-negotiate, so now I'm in a weaker position. And until I get the entire four walls up, you owe me nothing. And according to many Shittas, you will at most owe me for one wall. So that nekuda that the Rishonim say is the most difficult nekuda of the sugya, that it's a mokoim she'ei nogu ligdar, and that you're going to become chayiv more because you didn't get consulted with. So the Baal HaMoed says, no, that's the chiddush of the sugya. The chiddush of the sugya is that the makif is going to lose because he didn't renegotiate. Then he's going to be in a weaker position, which makes much more sense. If I don't renegotiate, of course, I should be in a weaker position. And that's why that Gemara says, according to Baal HaMoed, that the Nikif has a good taina. I have a guy who does it cheap. I don't have to be held to your relation, your contractors. So but when you go down that road, so you have to say, in order for the Baal HaMoed's pshat to be a possible pshat, it has to be a mokoim shenogu ligdor. It has to be a place of hezek miyishmei hezek. So now the Baal HaMoed has to start going against Kibuksugyas. So go back to the base of the base, and therefore the Gemara said that by Bika there's no Hezekiah. That's no, we're gonna say there is a Hezekiah over there, right? And even though there's a din of Hezekiah, he's not going to be able. The Ramban says once you say it's a din of Hezekiah, so then how are you going to fit this into the sugya in Bava Kama to be a zenden and a choser? So the Baal HaMoed is going to say, I'm going to have to talk about it's the wall between the makif and the nikif. I'll have to live with that kefi you say rasa being bad. And then he says, you know what? This sugya does not work with Bava Kama. It's its own sugya. It's a different sugya. It's we call them corporate cowboys. A guy in the corp who doesn't play by corporate rules. He does his own thing. What are his normal is to have contracts. Normal is to negotiate. No, I'm doing my own thing. And then I'll take it to court afterward and we'll figure it out. So that's the Baal HaMoed. It's an entirely different sugya. So now let's just see the Milchamas. Milchamas is Perush. This is the Mor. He called it the Milchamas Hashem because since the Baal HaMoed is always criticizing the Rif, so he's doing a Milchamas Hashem to defend the Rif. That's what it's called, Milchamas Hashem. But I had the opportunity to hear Shurim from Rav Avram Shapira, who later on became the Rav Rosh of Eretz Yisrael. So he, I don't know if he even published B'chayov. His Shurim, a sort of a green svar, I think. They were published after, I think. Maybe 7th day of his life. So the Talmidim asked him, he was already in his, I had him in his 60s already, late 60s. He was a very big Baal Mechadesh. So the Talmidim asked him why he didn't write any svarim yet, why he hasn't published his shurim. So he said, because I'm too young. So they said to him, but the Baal HaMoed was 19. So he said, yeah, but look what the Milchamas did to the Baal HaMoed. And then he said, another reason is because his once that the way his mind worked is that after he was mechadish something, he would immediately have kashas on it. In fact, usually the shirin that he gave, not the shirin he prepared. He prepared a certain shir, but on the way from to give the shir, his mind kept on working on it. And he ended up saying a different shir than he had prepared, because his mind was so fast. And so the Muhammad says, Kosa b'seif amor, that it's that he's making what we call the Rashi Shita, the Rashi picture of Bava Kama. Omar Kosev. So Ramban says, Ramban presents himself as if anybody could do this. But in other words, Omar HaKaisev, you don't have to be the Ramban to be able to ask his question against the Baal, against the Omar HaKaisev. He tried to do it somewhat anonymously. Omar HaKaisev, Yeshli Lahashiv, I could answer this more, Im Kain, Hey Yechomru, the Parakeitzan, Vavakama, a Rabbi's Mechaim and Esai, Shamin is an end, as a Nechoser, Chayim. Rabbin and Yosem, Lerb Yosi, then we go Vaita, the coin to Yosi, a Maka Potter, Shamina, Zenem Zelchoser Potter. Then Hageder, Beino, Lebeino, Umishum Hezek, Re'ia, Heyech Zenen, the Mizena Choser, Harehu, and this is a key line as I mentioned before. This is an oft-quoted line at the beginning of the Masechta. Varihu mechasroi umazikoi. He is dead. He's mamish been ongoing mazik. Shulei godar zel nishu mazikoi. And the reason why the makif put the wall up is because the nikif is being mazik the makif. So this is not a case of zen nen of zaychoser. It's not a case of a guy who sneaks down to the better seats. This is you are harming me. I'm putting up something so you shouldn't harm me. Vim toimav nishiyochol loymaloi hoil v'kadamtu v'salak tehezek mimcha eni zokuk lecha. Maybe you'll tell me like the Ramban for infers for Rashi in his chidushim. Maybe you'll tell me that no. You are living next to me. You are being nizik for me, and you're putting up a wall to protect you. So that's v'neishani nene behezik v'yisicha sheyisa mazik oisi ala mazik l'archikas atzmoi ala mishum shana osoi begeder zeh mishen v'regel shoshusha rabba hu shakori oisoi zeh nene v'lichoser. So the Ramban says, you're right. And just like I defended Rashi, I could defend the Balamor, but over here we're talking about a wall that is to keep away the animals. Imkein, Mao Zesha Omru, Ad Karan Hekevi Yaseira. Then he says, but my kasha in the Chidushim, is that's a Gemaldic kasha. He says that Hayulay Loimar, Karamtul, you just called me a Kefa. Vahavadai, Kevan Shinogu Ligdor, Leidomi Lechotzer, Deleikaima Leagra. And then he said, and this cannot be reconciled with the Gemara in Bava Kama, because if, as you say, Balamor, it's a Mokim Shenogu Ligdor, so then it cannot be compared to a bed, to a bed and breakfast that is fully, that can't be rented out, or to a place like Kamla Agra, where you can say Zenen of the Choser. Vichy also da she'echem and ashutvim she'osem mechitz v'chotzer she'ed mechayim v'nes chaver l'shalim ad arba amois she'nikra zenen of the Choser. And you're going to tell me it's a mokum shenogu ligdor. That means we all have to put up a fence. So you're going to tell me, I'm going to bring you to Beis Din, and you have an obligation to put up a fence together with me. Then, and I put up the fence first. So you're going to tell me the guy's going to come in and say, nope. Then was like, oh, so he had to put a fence anyway. He had to put up a fence with me. I was hired to put up a fence. So now I'm going to say, well, he put the fence up. Anyway, he needs it. But we're shut for, we both need it. Look at the lashon of the Ramban. Ramban says, Shlichuso di deyovad. When he put up the fence, he was doing my obligation to put up the fence. And then how can we justify the nikif in saying I have a guy who does it for cheaper? He says, "V'harve ilu hidiyoy al korchei maybe avonim v'vivsiv neshakodnim v'gadnu yafsin akol v'mnogu ligdor v'geder kinim v'mitchilu hayilu yechol koifeli el geder kinim." He says, "If it's a place with the mokim shenogus to put up a geder of kinim, yeah, you got a good point. But if the mokim shenogu is stones, so we're not going to let him off the with making it." Hilchach. And then he deals with the issue that he raised in the Chidushim also, that the guy can say, I'm going to put up a wall anyways. Vim Toimar. Then he has the Chiritz question. Right, so these are the kashas that he has, why he thinks that the Baal Amor is unsustainable. But more important is that he's and it boils down to not being able to reconcile the Mekam the Metzia, and the Baal Amor is not bothered by that. So the Ravid, when the Ravid criticizes the Baal Amor. Right, the Ravid is very, very sharp with the Baal Amor because the Ravid and the Baal Amor were chavrusas. So that's why he takes liberties with the Baal Amor, as you'll see. Ze tomo godol she'ein kamayo. Right, that's number one. It gets better. She'im heim yecholim lachov ze ze lasos geder vacharitzin b'neiem ka'oisa she'shaninu. If they're able to act and force each other to put up fences in between, as the Gemara says, and the Mitzvah, that neighbors can force each other to put up something between the two, whether they got a hedge, something. The Eisen Akash and the Rishonim, once again, just because they go first. So therefore, I lose rights. V'kosav b'soif, the pultadim yaser banan v'kom dina v'hadur dinu. Then he says, we didn't dwell on this, but we mentioned it, that one of the interpretations of the machlekes of Yasi in the Tanakhama is when the fourth wall goes up. So the Tanakhama says that the first three walls are up kapaskin. They're done. That if you would have gone to the Beis Din after wall number one, they would have laughed you out. He said, you did not accomplish nothing. If after wall two, no, what did you accomplish? Animals can come and go, and people can look on the third side. Three, nothing, still come. Fourth wall, so Yeshi says, you have to pay for all four. So the Baal Amor says, and the Tanakhama says, every wall goes up and gets paskened up, and that's why it's almost like a mechila, and you get nothing for the first three walls. The fourth wall, now you go to Dintar. And the Rabbi Yossi says, no, Hoder Dina, when the fourth wall goes up, now we review the previous. So the Rabbi says, that is a machlekes in Yevamos. Do we say that a basin will review a situation, an evolving situation of two litigants decide to go to court, as the situation is happening? Do we review the situation when it's all wrapped up? So the Ravid says that why wouldn't there be a Gemara that says this is a machlek of Yisim Rabbanah? Gemara over there says it's a machloek between Adman and Rabbanon, but let oikmi a plukatad to release Rabbanon. So it says Oma less who plukta hachaklal. He says this is not, it's wrong. This is not what's going on over here.
Isn't that what Rashi said also?
Rashi may hold it as a mechila between. Yeah.
I thought
it was supposed to say it. That doesn't take away from the Rabbi's kasha. Umay the porish the makim es chaveroi bigdorim shebein achitzim lepnimi who einoi. And if it's that's the intermediary wall, not correct. Then Cain, because he says this makes no sense. Why? Because if you picture the picture of Rashi, that the Makiv put up walls on three sides. The fourth side is Rishus HaRabim. Right? So now, when the Makiv puts up the fourth wall, why is he putting up the fourth wall for the Nikif? He puts up two little walls for himself, and he's done. Right? He's on all three sides, and they all have a portal to the Rishus HaRabim. right? So the makif should put up a wall between him and Shusar Rabbim. Why is he putting a wall between the nikif and the Shusar Rabbim? Lama yigdar harivi kinegdim tsoi. Yigdar kineged sadaisan as mukhais lederech viyasoga legamre, right? Right? The picture in Baba Kama. So here's your Shusar Rabbim. So if we're talking about this wall in between, so the fourth wall is this wall. So the Raman says, why is the Makiv putting up from here to here? He should put this up, and he's done. So why is this even a... Why is he doing this? Lama, and why would this be a zenene mizele choser? What do you mean? He's arayz a choser momen v'choser das. The guy is wasting money. It's a silly thing to do. What's he doing for that guy? Im kain ze shoyte gomer. So he's crazy. Yigdar kineged sadoisav v'yisoga legamrei. He should take care of his own fields. And let the wolves eat up the guy in the middle. Saif Davar. I write to Lamed al Teichen Hashmu Yobe v'Yismach al Shali, ki herachti kol atzerach. I'm not sure which. We don't have the Ravid's chidushim of Baba. We only have Ravid's chidushim of Baba Kama. But he must have written a chibur on Baba Basra also. So he says, so if you want to understand the sugya, don't wear my chabrusa. You look at my, take of my sefer, I explained everything. Ikir and dram ololu, leil hezegriya, leil kosaduid delamais, el agenes her tzvachim, shen rebegel, shalai nogu ligdom shazri yiskinen, shalai benim din hezegriya, leil yokofoisai, and vizek kaifeis every shonav shnev shlishis, right? And the raya is from and you shouldn't get involved with this, the Malamor's Hezekriya over here. Okay? So that's the lineup of the sugyas. Before we take questions, so we have to figure out what is, let's just define for a moment the Nekudas HaMachlekes between the Balamor and the Ramban. So, one Nekudas HaMachlekes that we're not going to go into is why the Balamor was comfortable saying that the Sugis Chalukais, and the Ramban and all the Rishonim said it's not Sugis Chalukais. Right, it happens to be a good question. I'm not trained in trying to figure out those answers. Right, in terms of, that's a different style of learning. I'm sure it's a good kasha. What is the tolerance of resolving two sugyas? What's the tolerance when the Gemara says this is the sugyas belong together, and the Baal HaMor says two separate shatim in the Mishnah? So Rabbeinu Rashi had different. Okay, it's a good kasha. It deserves, but you need somebody who's has trained in a different way of looking at sugyas. So we're not going to go into that sugya. And then there's a machlokes between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban as to whether Hekefa Yaseira is like a, what do you call it, an undefeatable kasha that has to derive the pshat, or whether it's a defeatable kasha, right? The Ramban says, and the Ravim say, there's no way around this. Hekefa Yaseira should be Hekefa. Okay, also good kasha. Why the Baal HaMor was willing to say a kefa yaseira could just mean a kefa. Fine. So again, it's a good kasha as to why the Baal HaMor and the Ramban disagree. Different kind of training. Okay. Now, what's next though? That the Baal HaMor views the sugya as a sugya of gaining rights by not pre-negotiating, right? And because the Baal HaMor says this is not a zenene v'zachos sugya, and the Ramban sees this as a sugya of yorin l'soich sel chaveru in zenene v'zachos. Right. So now, so going weiter, right? The Balamor and the Rashi looked at the sugya as having a wall in between the makif and the nikif, and the Balam and the Ramban and Muhammad thought that that was not a sustainable pshat. Okay, one reason is because of Kef Yisera, but along the road, the Balamor said that this cannot be a zenene b'zeichos sugya, and the Ramban also initially thought it could not be a zenene b'zeichos sugya, but the Ramban does explain how Rashi could live with this being a zenene v'zechos sugya, because Rashi does accept it. So there seems to be a machlokes in understanding how does resolving hezekriya fit into zenene v'zechos. And there's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Balamor in a mokoim shenogu ligdor, where you say hezek v'yishmei hezek. If you think about it, so mokoim shenogu ligdor, hezek v'yishmei hezek, because that's what the Balamor says that we're talking about. So Balamor says that by moving on my own, I lose the chuyas. And the Ravid, in his kash to the Balamor, says, how could that be? The Ramban also has that line. How could that be? We are both mechuyev to put up this wall. So that's the nakuda that the Birkas Shmuel focuses in on. And that nakuda, that when it comes to amokoim shenogu ligdor, and therefore it's a hezek riyah shmei hezek. So there, the Balamor said that if I am a cowboy and I go ahead on my own, then your obligations are undermined. And the Ramban says, cannot be. If Hezek Vishma Hezek, there is no undermining, undoing my, right? So again, to accomplish today is to define the various points of conflict between the Balamor, the Ramban, and the Ravid. And we explained the ones that we're not going to pursue, but the one they do want to pursue is the one that becomes the basis of four shiurim in the Birkas Shmuel. So we're not going to spend 4 days in Birkas Shmuel, but please look at the Birkas Shmuel tomorrow, and in Mitzvah tomorrow we'll be able to summarize the insight of the Birkas Shmuel, which becomes a fundamental way that the yeshivas look at Hezek Riyah. I'm sorry I didn't take questions today, but I wanted to get to the to this nekuda.
About coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it possible that the reason why, meaning it could still be, is that the case of Zemel and Zemel Chasir is because he's benefiting from the fact that the animal is